Shalom to all. Today's Daf is Chulin Daf Tes. We're talking about the second line with the words of Amar Yehuda Marav. And today's Daf sponsor Leila Nishmas Marshmim Sarabas Yaakov Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. So Gemara tells us Amar Yehuda Marav Talmud Chacham Tzar Shiyomid Gimel Dvarim. A Talmud Chacham has to learn three things. Meaning, besides the fact he's a Talmud Chacham, he has to make sure that he knows these three things: Ksav, Shchita, Umila. Ksav does not mean being a cipher; rather, it means knowing how to sign his name. That's because he might be a dayan and have to sign his name on a document, or maybe he's going to be an aide, a witness, and he's going to have to learn how to sign his name. Now, Shchita also does not mean that he has to know the halachas of Shechita. Even if he does, he still has to learn how to actually physically shecht, use a knife, and shecht an animal with it. I mean, it refers to becoming a mile. He has to know how to do a bris mila. Now, Rav Chananya bar Shlami, Mishmei de Rav Amar, he adds on another three things, Af kasher shel tefillin, Rechaz chasan v'tzitzis. The Talmud Chacham also has to learn how to tie the knot on tefillin properly. That's because we know that the knots, together with the tefillin, spell out the name of Hashem, Shin, Dalet, and then Yod. On the tefillin shel Rosh, there's a Shin. The knot on the back of the shel Rosh is a Dalet, and the knot of the shel Yad is a Yod. And so Talmud Chacham has to know how to tie that, and Birchas Chasanim, which is the brachas that we say under the chuppah, and tzitzis, knowing how to tie tzitzis. The Gemara just addresses Ve'idah, what about Rav Yehuda? Why didn't he say this in the name of Rav? That's because Hanish Chichon, these are common. It's very common to find people that know how to tie the knot of tefillin, know Birchas Chasanim and tzitzis, and this is something that Talmud Chacham doesn't have to spend extra time and focus learning, because he's most probably just going to pick it up along the way if he keeps his eyes and ears open. As opposed to Ksav, Shchita, and Mila, he has to make it a real focus to go to people who can teach him how to do this. Another day in Rav Yehuda or Shmuel called Tavach she'enu yodei halachas shchita, any butcher, which again means any shaychet who doesn't know the halachas of shchita, asur lechem shchita, so it's asur to eat from his shchita. And ve'ilu hein halachas shchita, these are the halachas of shchita. We mentioned them in the introduction to the Masechta. Shehiya, that's waiting. Durasa, that's pressing down. Chalada, that's putting the knife in between the two simanim or maybe underneath them and cutting that way. Hagurama is going out of bounds, and ve'ikur is uprooting or ripping out the simanim. As we're Mike Mashalon, what's it going to teach us? Kul teninu, all these are taught in Mishnayas. What do we need Shmuel to teach us these for? And the answer is lo tzricha the whole chiddush. That this fellow shechted in front of us two or three times v'shachat shapir, and he shechted perfectly fine. Now, you might have thought that mid the idach shachat shapir, hainami shachat shapir, since those times that he shechted in front of us, it was perfectly fine. So even if he doesn't shecht in front of us, that's also okay, and we can rely on his shechita. K'mashmon l'chiddush is that even the loy gomar, since he didn't learn these halachas zimnin d'shay v'daris loyada, sometimes he might be either shihiya or hadrasa, and he's not going to even realize because he doesn't know the halachas, and therefore you cannot trust his shechita. Another member from Rehu Damer Shmuel hatam. The shaychet has to check the simanim after shchita, which means after he shechts them, he has to put his hand inside and feel the simanim, making sure that he shechted the majority of them. And Amar Yosef tells us, we also learned this. Rav Shimon says, im shakadei bikur, if he waited the amount of time of bikur. In other words, when discussing the isser of shehiya, of waiting during the shchita, meaning the shaychet started the shchita and then he waited a little bit and then he continued. So Rav Shimon mentions the amount of time he has to wait, that's kadei bikur. Now, my lav doesn't mean kadei bikur simanim, the amount of time it takes to check the simanim. We see from here there's a chiv to check the simanim. However, Amalei Abaye told him, Loi, that's actually not what it's referring to. Hachim Rabbi Yechanan, this is what Rabbi Yechanan said, Kdei Biker Chacham, the amount of time it takes for the Chacham to check the knife. This is referring to the din that a Shaychet needs to bring his knife to the Chacham of the city and have it checked. That's not because we don't trust the Shaychet. He's actually a God fearing individual who's an expert. It's really just for the covet of the Chacham. And so that's what it means, Kdei Biker. So he responded, Imkin, if that's really so, Nasata Drechel Shirim, that means that you're leaving your words open to various Shirim because sometimes it's going to take longer to get to him, sometimes shorter. We know that dinim are always very clear cut without being open to variation of time and different things like that. That would be different on a case by case basis. So he clarifies, you're right. Elo kadei biker taba chacham means the amount of time it takes for the butcher himself, who's a chacham, to check his own knife. If he waited that amount of time during shchita, so that would be a problem. So we at least don't have a raya from here that the shaychet has to check the simanim afterwards. However, we continue discussing this. Loi badak mai. Let's say he didn't check the simanim afterwards. The shaychet shechted them and just walked away, and he didn't bother checking to see if he actually shechted the majority of the simanim. He says as follows, Trefa, the animal's a trefa, vasur b'achila, and it's usur to eat. Now, Masnisa taught, and a brisa was taught, even more chamer, Nevela umetam b'masa. It actually has the status of Nevela, which is an animal that died without shchita, and it's much more chamer because it's metame even b'masa. If somebody just carries a piece of Nevela, it's metame, as we see this brisa is much more chamer than Rabbi Elazar Rabbiani. Now, we clarify this, b'mai kemiflgi, what are they arguing in? The answer is, b'Rav Huna and Shitas Rav Huna. Now, before we continue, we're going to be discussing a classic concept throughout Shas called Chazaka, legal presumption. Namely, halachically, we always say, hemedavar achaskasai, the status of any given thing remains as last known until we know for sure that it was changed. For example, and maybe it's a little silly example, but say during Bianis Manim, you're not sure if your teenager is still sleeping, or maybe they're ready at Shacharis. So we would say that chazaka is, they're definitely still sleeping. And the practical laughing would be that you could be rest assured that your breakfast will be nice and quiet. So over here, we're going to be using chazaka to determine the kashra status of this animal. In other words, whatever its last known chazaka was, that's its din. And so there's going to be a machlokes in that. And so this is machlokes in Rav Huna. To Amar, he says as follows: Behema b'chaya b'cheskas isra medas. An animal, while it's alive, it's b'cheskas isra. Why is that? Well, because a living animal, even if it's kosher, is also due to eiver min achai. You can't just take a bite out of it and eat it. And therefore, if a suffolk arises in the shechita, we go basar chazaka, which makes it usher until further notice. That's what Rav Huna says: Ad sheyedei l'cha b'ma nishchata, until you know with what it was shechted. However, nishchata, once it's been shechted, harei b'cheskas heter. Now it's in cheskas heter. Ad sheyedei l'cha b'ma nitrafa, until you know for sure that it became treif and not kosher. So now here we can understand the machlokes. Mar sover b'cheskas iser kaima v'hashda meisahi. The ma'ad amar the b'raisa holds that it has a cheskas iser, and now it's considered dead. We'll explain this in just a moment. Whereas Mar sover b'lez Riane holds that b'cheskas iser amrinon b'cheskas toma loy amrinon. We only say it's b'cheskas iser, but not b'cheskas toma. What's the difference between these two? Let's further clarify this. Their argument is, how do we look at this cheskas iser? Again, they both agree that an animal, when it's alive, has a cheskas iser. But what type of cheskas iser is that? So according to ma'ad amar the b'raisa, the key factor is that it's not shechted, and this chazaka of einoy shchuta remains. So in our case, that the simanim were not checked after shchita, it's simply looked at as a dead animal that wasn't shechted, and that makes it an avela, which is a very high level iser. Whereas Rabbi Elazar Yanai holds that the cheskes iser when it was alive is only regarding the iser to eat it. Namely, you can't eat this animal because it's eiver min achai. Memela, now that we have a suffik, if the shchita was kosher, it just remains with its original iser achila, but it's not tameh because eiver min achai isn't tamei, and that's a reason for his kula. Now we continue discussing this. Rav Huna gufa am Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, "Behem b'chayav cheskas esra medas. An animal when it's alive, it has its cheskas esra. Ad sheyedel chavamah nishchata. Until you know with what it was shechted, meaning until you know for sure that it was shechted. Okay. And then he said, nishchata. Once it was shechted, b'cheskas heter medas. It's now b'cheskas heter. Ad sheyedel chavamah nitrafa. Until you know that it became treif. Now the Gemara asks on Rav Huna's lashon, v'lema. Why didn't he just say nishchata hutra? That if it was shechted, it becomes mutter. In other words, the word chazaka is not the right one to use. Chazaka is always used when we have a suffix regarding its status, so we pull out the chazaka card. But here with Rav Huna's statement, once the animal is shechted properly, there's no suffix. Why does he use that word that's becheskas heter until you know that it became treif? Just simply say, once it was shechted, so now it's kosher. And the answer is, Rav Huna is teaching us something else as well. Hakamash Malan, the chiddush is, that even if a reyesa, some question came up afterwards, we're still going to say that it's becheskas heter. Namely, Rav Huna is saying, of course, the animal is becheskas iser, and once you shecht it, it's mutter, it's kosher, perfectly fine. However, he's adding on a layer of chedesh that if after the shechita, now we discover that the animal's a treifa, and we're just not so sure when it became a treifa. Maybe afterwards, but maybe before. So what the kosher shechita does is actually change its status to 100% cheskas kashrus until we know for sure that it became treif before the shechita and memela. Even though, again, we have the suffix of when did it become treif, we say that currently it's in cheskas kashrus and it's an okay animal. We continue discussing this, expanding the sugya a little bit. Kedabal minei Rav Abba Rav Huna, this leg where Rav Abba asked Rav Huna about the following. Let's say a wolf came along and grabbed the kishkas, the innards, the intestines of an animal that was just shechted. What's the din? Do we say it's a treifa or not? Ask the Gemara. Notal halasnahu. If it took the kishkas and ran away with them, so they're not here, how are we supposed to say that it's a treifa? Why would that be a chashash? So he clarifies. Ella nakav b'nei me'ayim mahu. Let's say it made a hole in the b'nei me'ayim, in the intestines. What's the din over there? We know that this is one of the treifas. This is one of the things that's going to passel an animal and render it a treifa. So let's say the wolf came along and made a hole in the intestines. So he responded. Nakav hakachazin. You're asking about a hole? Well, we just saw that the wolf himself was one that made the hole, so why would you have a chashash? I'll rather further clarifies, here's the chashash. Let's say the wolf ran away with the intestines, and then he brought them back, and now we see there's a hole in them. And here's the question. Do we have a chashash that there actually was a hole in these intestines prior, and the male of the animal would be a treifa, and the place where the wolf put his teeth is exactly the place where that hole was, and the male we would have to say the animal's a treifa, or maybe not. Maybe there was no hole before, and the wolf was the one that made the hole, so we made the animals not a treifa. So I'm going to respond to him, Ein chayshin shem makim nekev nakav, wouldn't have to be chayshesh that he made a hole in a place where there already was a hole, and memela, if we see that there's a hole over here, that was caused by the wolf, and there's no chashash, it's not a treifa. As we see from here, that we're staying with cheskas kashrus. However, now we ask, Eisvei, we have a brass that tells us as follows, Ra tzibra hamenaker b'te'ena, if a person saw a bird that was poking a hole in a fig, or va'achbar hamenaker b'avatichim, a mouse that was chewing away at an avatiach, which is either a melon, maybe it's something similar to that, and now he gets this fig, for example, and he sees that there's a hole in it, Tesla based on the top, Choshesh Shem Makim Nekev Nakav, we do have to be Choshesh, that maybe there was already a hole there, and that's where the bird pecked his beak. And where did this previous hole come from? That would be from a snake, that a snake had previously bit this fig, and that means that it injected some of its venom, and that's very dangerous. You're not allowed to eat from that, and therefore this thing can't be eaten. The question is, we clearly see from here, that we are Choshesh, that there was already previously a hole over here, and that the place where the bird was pecking was in that place where there was already a hole. So I'm going to respond to him, Mikam Adamas Yisrael Sakanto, are you you comparing Isser to Sakana, to danger? Sakana Shani, danger is different. When we're talking about a danger of life, that maybe a snake injected his venom, so then we have to be extra cautious. But when it comes to just a simple question of Isser, was there or was there not a hole in the intestines of the animal before the wolf made the hole in it, so we don't have to be chayshesh. But now, Amar Lei Rava. Rava said to him, and actually according to that guy on the side, it's not Amar Lei Rava, because Rava couldn't have been speaking to Rav Huna, he didn't see Rav Huna, so it would just be Amar Rava. Rava said, Maishna, why is there a difference? Suffix Sakanta, Lachamra, Suffix Yisur, Nami Lachamra. The same way when there's a suffix Sakana, we go Lachamra. It's the same thing, when we have a suffix Isser, we should also go Lachamra. So Amar Lei Abaye. Abaye told Rava, V'loi Shani Ben Yisur Sakanta, well, there's no difference between Isser and Sakana, V'ilu Suffix Toma Rosh Hasarabim Sveikai Tahar. When we have a suffix Toma that happened in Rosh Hasarabim, meaning where something was in Rosh Hasarabim, and we're not so sure if it became Tameh, we say that suffix is Tahar, it's fine. Whereas V'ilu Suffix Mayim Megulin Asurin. When we have a suffix, if there's water that was left open, it's Asur. This din of Mayim Megulin is similar to what we just mentioned before with the fig, namely when we have open water, Mayim Megulin, we have a chashash that a snake came and drank from it, injecting its venom inside, and obviously it's very dangerous for a person to drink from the water because he could die. So we clearly see from here, says Abaye to Rava, that we are more chamer when it comes to Sakana as opposed to Isser. So Malay Rava responded to him, Hasam Hilchsa Gemiri La Misaita. Over there, that's not because one is more chamer than the other, it's simply Hilchsa Gemiri La, which means we know this based off of Misaira, and this is learned from Saita. We'll explain this in a moment. Let's just read this. Ma Saita Rishasa Yachid, Avtom Rishasa Yachid. Just like Saita is in Rishasa Yachid, Tom is also in Rishasa Yachid. What's this referring to? So actually, this is a klal used throughout Shas. There's a suffix if someone came Tameh. If this happened in Rishasa Rabim, it's Tar. If it happened in Rishasa Yachid, it's Tameh. Why is that? So as we just said, we learned from Saita. What does that mean? So we know that a Saita is a woman whose husband suspects her of inappropriate behavior with another man. He warns her, Al Tisri Mish Pliny, don't seclude yourself with that man. But then she did. So he takes her to the base of Mikdash. She drinks some special water called the Mayim Hamarim, which is going to check her to determine if she actually did an aver with that fellow or if she was just schmoozing. Now, until she drinks the water, she's usher to her husband. And that's even though it's only a suffix if she did an avera. And this happened in a Rishus HaYachid, because you can't be secluded in Rishus HaRabim. And the pasuk over there uses the word Vinitma'a. And so we learn from Saita to all cases of suffix Tuma, that if the suffix happened in Rishus HaRabim, it's Tahar. Whereas if it happened in Rishus HaYachid, it's Tameh, just like the Saita, which happened in Rishus HaYachid. And that's the reason why we're making over there, says Rava, because it's suffix Tuma. It has nothing to do with the fact that when we're dealing with suffix Isser, we're more Mekel than with Sakana. However, Masar Rav Shimi now asks on Rava, what about the following that's happening in Rosh Hashanah Yachid? Sharet v'fichulda, we see a dead sharet in the mouth of a weasel, v'chulda malach zagab mikarshal truma, and the weasel is walking on loaves of bread that are truma. Suffix naga, suffix loy naga, it's a suffix whether or not the dead sharet in the mouth of the chulda touch the truma, sveikai tahar, this suffix is tahar. And again, that's even though it's in Rosh Hashanah Yachid. And v'ilu suffix mayim gulim asurin, but when it comes to suffix mayim gulim, they're asur. So you see clearly, says Rav Shimi to Rava, they were more chamer with sakana as opposed to Isser. However, once again, Rava responds, Hasam Nami, they're also Hilchsa Gemiri Lami Saita. This is also learned from Saita. The Ma Saita Davar Shesh Badasli Shal, Afachanami Davar Shesh Badasli Shal. The case of Saita is a situation where the suffix that we're dealing with is something that we could ask a question to, namely the woman. We're not so sure whether or not she did an Avera, and she's somebody whom we could ask a question to. Did you or did you not do the Avera? And Mimela, we're going to be Machmir in all cases of suffix Tomen or Shusa Yachid if it's regarding a person whom we could ask a question to. And that's what we're making over here in the Sheretz B'Fichulda case. But that doesn't mean that in general we're makel with Isser more than Sakana. It could be that we're machmir with Isser just like Sakana. However, Amar Rav Ashi now comes along, Rav Ashi, and he brings a raya not like that. Tashma of Mishnah Braisa that discusses the Paraduma. We know that the ashes of the Paraduma mixed into Mayim Chayim is called Mechatos and is used to sprinkle on and be Metahar people in Kalim that are Tamei Meis. And so it tells as follows, Tzlechas Shenicha Magula, a jug of water that was filled with Mayim Chayim, it was left open, revealed, and Ubal Matza Mechusa, the fellow comes back and he sees that it's covered, it's closed. Tameya, we have to say that the water inside is Tamei. Why is that? Shani Amir, because I say, Adam Tamei Nichas Hasham, the person whose Tamei went into there, Vikisa, and he put the cover on, being Matami the water. However, the second part tells us, Hinich Mechusa, let's left his jug of water covered. Ubal Matza Megula, and he found that it was uncovered. So here it depends. Emichal Chud Alishes Mimena, Aynacha Shadivar Megamliel, if either a weasel or a snake, according to Megamliel, was able to drink from it, Oy Shiyard Batal Balaila, or maybe dew fell at night into this open jug of water, Psulah, so it's possible, it's not allowed to be used for Mechatas for the Paradum anymore. Now, if Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi comes along to explain, Matam, what's the difference? Meaning, why do we say in the Reisha that the water is Tamei, but in the Seifa we only say that it's possible, but not that it's Tamei? And the answer is, Yoram Rafa Atab, Mnesha Darkon Shal Shratzim, Legalois, Ve'in Darkon Lechasois. It's normal for Shratzim to uncover, but not to cover. And over here, in explanation of this, we're actually bringing up another point, which is called Rav, majority. And Rashi explains that in the Seifa there are three possibilities of how it was uncovered. Either a Sheretz uncovered it, or a Tahar person, or a Tamei person. And Rav tells us that the water is Tahar because 2/3 of those who could have uncovered it are Tahar. And that's why we say that only if something could have come and drank from it, or if tal dew fell at night, so then it'd be pasul, but again, not that it would be tame. As opposed to in the reisha, only a person could have covered it. That's what the Gemara meant by saying, in darkan shashratzim lechasois, a sharetz is not going to come and cover a kli. And therefore, it has to be that it was a person, and it's safek if it was a tame or a tahar, mimela, we have to be machmir and say that it was the tame person. And that's why the reisha says that this water is actually tame. Now, skip the parentheses because this was accidentally inserted from Rashi. This is Rashi's second pirish, and it was accidentally put inside the Gemara, so we skip it. Here's the raya, ve'ilu safik mai megulim asurin. We know that if it's safik mai megulim, as we said before, they're asur. Shmamina, chamir sakata meisura, shmamina. We see from here that we're much more machmir when it comes to sakana as opposed to isur. In other words, bottom line is, we see from the seifa that even though we're dealing with isur, namely, maybe the water is tame, we're makel. That's as opposed to sakana, where we're machmir. That's a clear raya from Rav Ashi against what Rava was saying. We're going to stop it for a day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss mai megulim, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.